Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, I'm delighted as always to have you back, and especially delighted this week because we have a very special guest, the German ambassador to Ireland, Dijke Potzel, and I am delighted that we have her with us on the show this week. We've certainly upped the ante now with the caliber of our guest set, I have to say.
Yes, absolutely. It's not often we get an ambassador, and it's wonderful to have one today. Ambassador, you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you so very much for having me.
Ambassador, can I ask you first, during lockdown, what has life been like for you in Dublin over the last couple of months? I mean, obviously, we're coming out of that now, but how did it affect you?
Well, first of all, on a very private level, actually, I haven't seen my husband for like 3.5 months now because we can't travel. And on a business point of view, of course, we have sort of quieted down a little because, I mean, I can't go anywhere really and meet people. On the other hand, you know, it's amazing how busy you can be with Zoom meetings and Skype meetings and what have you, and do things virtually. So it's changed quite a bit, but still keeping very busy and now preparing for our EU presidency, which will start on 1st of July. So that will keep us extremely busy.
Ambassador, I guess there was a huge celebrations last year. I remember I was there a few times for the in Berlin over the years, but there was great celebrations there last year, obviously being the 1989, being the fall of the wall. Do you think, you know, a lot of people, when they're thinking about holidays, Ambassador, they don't always think of Germany, I guess. Do you think, I mean, for me personally, I mean, I'll talk a little bit, but I've been to Germany so many times, and I think people don't realize actually what a wonderful destination it is, even in terms of lakes and mountains, beaches, and of course, all the culture and the history.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so glad that you raised that point, because that is something that also is very high on my agenda, to really try to convince people to also sometimes think about, you know, going to Germany for a holiday, because it's very good value for money, one has to say. It's extremely diverse. You have such a huge variety, as you just described, you know. It's beautiful. People are very friendly. We are very welcoming to foreigners and tourists, obviously. There's so much to discover. And I realize when I go around Ireland, that people don't really know that or don't see that. And over the weekend, I had a rather sad Saturday morning, I have to admit, because I read a long article in one of the big Irish newspapers about 21 recommendations where to go in 2021 for holidays. And there was not a single German city or a town or what have you included in those recommendations. So that's why I think I have to keep working on promoting Germany as a tourist destination, because it is beautiful.
Ambassador, why do you think that is? Why do we not think of Germany? Because it is a beautiful country.
Yeah, well, I keep wondering. I mean, I know the Irish love going to places that are warm in summer, but let me reassure your listeners that the temperatures are fantastic in Germany. So sometimes even too hot, with like 30 plus degrees. And you have wonderful beaches, as you said, Ed, and you really have a wonderful weather too. So I really don't know. I think it's about, a lot of times it's about stereotypes that we all have in our minds when we talk about other countries. And I think the Germans are very often seen as, you know, those hardworking car producers. And we are not very famous for our humor, although I can reassure everyone that we have fabulous comedians even, you know, they even make money with being funny. And also, I mean, people know about German wine in Ireland, and they always think of Liebfrauenmilch. Now, let me assure you, there's, you know, a big progress from where we came from maybe 40 years ago or something. So you have beautiful vineyards and lovely wines everywhere. So I think it's, you know, important to kind of, at least for me, to try and break some of those stereotypes to open people's sort of minds.
Yeah, Ambassador, if I might just say to you there, whoever wrote that article about the 21 recommendations and didn't include Germany, I would just call that lazy journalism, because there's a lot of journalists journalists out there actually that just don't, you know, really understand, I think, you know, about Germany. Because, I mean, I've been going there for many years. And in terms of what you were speaking about there, Carl, about Berlin, I mean, I'll never forget doing the history of Berlin. And of course, you know, there's the whole history of the war there. And, you know, there's the museums of topography. And I remember being brought to the Stasi Museum where, you know, it wasn't even on a map, you know, where people used to just get picked up and they would vanish. And I mean, it was just incredible, you know, what went on. And this was into even the late 80s or the early 80s. But and then, of course, I mean, you know, the beautiful, I mean, one of my big fans, King Ludwig, and the fairy tale castles, Neuschwanstein, for example. And, you know, when you go to Bavaria and Munich, and Munich, a city which is like Italy meets Germany, it's absolutely stunning. And when you were talking about value for money, Ambassador, earlier there, something I'm always telling people, I mean, you can buy a rail pass in Germany and you can travel extensively for very little money. The trains are fantastic. The food, the value for money there is really, really good and wonderful. I mean, the different food and as you go through the different regions as well. I'm actually planning a trip, Ambassador, to Oberstdorf in August, and hopefully everything will be good. And I mean, this is a place I went skiing many years ago, and in summertime it's absolutely beautiful. It's like sort of Sound of Music, I suppose. I know that's an Austrian movie, but you know, it's just that stunning mountain air, and they're famous there for respiratory clinics as well. And it's just, I think a lot of people, when they do actually discover Germany, like even the magic, the romantic road that goes down through the Rhineland, you know, I mean, the wines in the Rhineland. And if you do a cruise on the Rhine, Heidelberg, another city I went to, famous university city over the years, absolutely just beautiful on the river there. I mean, and in summertime, I mean, you know, you were talking like it was 28 degrees, you know, but it was absolutely magnificent. And I mean, as you travel around Germany, like Hamburg, for example, another amazing city, which I think has been voted as one of the best quality of lives to have there in the world. They have a fabulous lifestyle and green spaces. Yeah, yeah. Amazing, Carol. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, and the other thing, Ambassador, as well, I think is interesting for people, like all the flights are back again from Lufthansa, you know, Ryanair. Lufthansa started back now this month. So it's very interesting to see everything opening up. And I think it'd be nice just, Ambassador, to tell people as well that Germany is opening now, isn't it? I think is it the 15th or 18th of June? Is that the date?
Yeah, it is. But first of all, let me thank you for basically doing my job here. So can we hire you, please? Can we hire you?
Ed is very good at selling Germany.
I'm available for extra work.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. No, and let me just add to what you described so beautifully. You know, like last year, I spent my summer holiday at the Baltic coast, and I had myself no idea that we have beaches, that white beaches, white sandy beaches that go for 15 kilometers in a row, you know, and you can just walk and the weather is fantastic. And also another point that I just wanted to add is Germany is also great for outdoor sports. And I know the Irish, I mean, you love being outdoors, cycling and walking and hiking and all that. And there are beautiful, beautiful roads, like the one that you just mentioned, the romantic road. You can cycle that on a greenway for 500 kilometers. And obviously also, I mean, for golf-loving Ireland, you have a lot of possibilities there as well. So there's lots on offer. And yes, coming to your question, Ed, yeah, I mean, we are dropping our travel warnings for European countries as of mid June, so that is next Monday. And I suspect that we will also open up for people from Europe traveling to Germany during the month of June. I mean, even if you don't want to go this year, which I can totally understand, and the Irish government still has a travel warning in place anyways, but, you know, like making plans for some other time, maybe next year, or even the year after, just to see that they're really, really, as you described it, is so much to discover and to meet people, you know, and to get to know each other a little bit better.
Yeah, and of course, Ambassador, I mean, what a lot of people would know is, I mean, the German the Christmas markets, I mean, you know, they're amazing. They all originated in Germany, and I think Germany has over 1400 Christmas markets. I haven't done all of them, but I have done a good few, and I must must say that the German, there's nobody, no country does Christmas markets, in my opinion, as good as Germany, in fairness. I mean, they just have it down to a T.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. And there are some very famous ones like Nuremberg, Cologne, the traditional one in Hamburg is fantastic. Dresden, obviously, you know, really beautiful markets there. You just have to be to make sure that you have the right shoes. You need decent shoes, I suppose, and a warm jacket because it is cold, despite the fact that you will get lovely mulled wine that might keep you warm from the inside. But, you know, you can get the occasional snow at a Christmas market.
Can I ask you, because I'm sure that, you know, there might be people listening thinking about Christmas, and I know it's months away, but it'll be here before we know it. I mean, what is the thinking in Germany in planning Christmas markets this year? Because I suspect it might be, now we might be well out of this by the time Christmas comes, and hopefully we are, but I would imagine it might be a bit of a different experience this year than it has been in years before because of COVID-19. What's your thoughts on that?
I haven't heard about any plans yet, but yes, sure. I think that will be a different experience this year. But then, you know, if you want to get the real thing and we are out of this crisis, then why not next year, you know? So we will really have to see how things develop this year. But yeah, I'm relatively sure that a lot of safety regulations will be in place. So the experience will be a little bit different. But then maybe here and there, it's not so bad not to have too many people on the market, you know.
Indeed, indeed. But I think, as you rightly say, I think a lot of people are perhaps thinking, looking forward to 2021 to make their plans for the holiday. And of course, you could do the whole thing. You could do the summer holiday in Germany and then go back and enjoy the Christmas market.
Yes, Carol. More than welcome.
And of course, Carol, you know, this year, and the ambassador will know, they were celebrating a fabulous year this year of 200 years of Beethoven, and they were celebrating, of course, the Oberammergau, which was going to be the 10 years celebrate, you know, of the Passion Play that's on. Of course, that all had to be postponed. So they're looking at all that will be probably next year. So there are some very interesting things for music fans, of course, that have been pushed out until 2021, which will be, of course, great, ambassador, as well.
I'm actually very sad that a lot of these concerts have been cancelled. I mean, there were, as you said, fantastic concerts planned and like also a cruise trip by musicians along the Rhine, and they would stop in all the different towns there and perform and all that. So really beautiful ideas there. So that's gone for the time being, but hopefully it'll be back. And if I can just mention, if anybody now has a little interest in seeing Germany, you can now go on a virtual trip to get an idea. And that's the hashtag Discover Germany from Home. So maybe that's kind of a first step to take to see whether you might really be interested in going later on.
Yeah, I think, I was having a look at that, Ambassador and Carl. If you have a look at it there, you'll see there's some amazing videos up there, which are really, really beautiful to look at. By the way, if something humorous, Ambassador, if anyone has put on a few pounds, right, over this quarantine lockdown, there's a fabulous place that I went to a few years ago called Oberstaufen, right, which is famous. Germans and Austrians all know it. It's famous for this Dr. Schroth cure, Carol, and they come to your hotel in the morning and they wrap you in all these amazing herbal wraps, and you're on this very special diet. You're allowed a glass of wine, Carol, a day as well, because it's a chemical sort of a diet, but it's amazing. You feel fantastic. It's actually very near Oberstdorf, and it's quite near Memmingen and Munich. But if anyone wants, like, they do that amazingly well there, the wellness and sort of weight loss clinics. So if anyone wants to sneak off and lose a few pounds when everything opens up again, I can tell you Oberstaufen and Dr. Schroth's cure is fabulous.
That's fantastic. I have to say that'll be a long queue now.
Yeah, wonderful. But then, as I said, you know, I mean, there are also so many outdoor activities that you can pursue. And if I can just mention another, I don't know whether you've been at, but have you ever heard about the Lake District? That's sort of in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, which is up north from Berlin. It's not far from Berlin, really. And you have 1,000 lakes there. It's called the Land of the 1,000 Lakes. So get on a bike to cycle there or do some water sports, you know, get in a canoe or do sailing, do rowing, whatever. It's just really, really another way of losing weight and enjoying, obviously, also the outdoors.
Fantastic. Well, I think, Carol, I think you and me now have to plan the Land of the Thousand Lakes trip when we get a chance to get away. What do you think? That would be wonderful.
I think I am so there, Ed. I am so there. Top of the list for sure. Top of the list. In fact, Germany, in fairness now, it is a country that I don't know, Ambassador. But you know what? I really need to put that one to rights for sure.
That would be fantastic. And then I'll be back talking to you next year, maybe. And then we can exchange views. And maybe you tell me what you liked or didn't like.
Excellent.
Brilliant. That's wonderful. Well, thanks a million, Ambassador. It was lovely to chat to you today. And thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us on Travel Talk this morning.
And I'm sure you'll have a wonderful I'm sure you'll have a wonderful reunion now with your husband. You must be so looking forward to that and to seeing your family.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So that will be end of July now. So a couple of weeks to go, but going strong, all good. So thank you so very much for having me on your show today. It's been a fantastic pleasure. And all the best to all your listeners. Keep safe and stay healthy.
Wonderful.
And to you. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk with us. It was our pleasure.
Thanks,
Ambassador. Carol. And Carol, if anybody wants to check out the website there with all the information, germany.travel is a fantastic site there that you can check all things German are on it and Germany. And if you want to go to hashtag Discover Germany from Home, you'll see all the wonderful places that the ambassador was talking about there as well.
Excellent. All right, Ed. Okay, lovely. Thank you for that. I really enjoyed our travel talk this week. And as Ed, Ed at traveltalk.ie, the email address if you have any questions for Ed. And Ed, we will look forward to another edition next week.
Sehr gut, Carol. Sehr gut.
Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.